7.14. Part 1.
Who taught you to cook?
It would probably be my parents when I was younger. It was always something that I was interested in from an early age, and I used to be in the kitchen quite a lot.
How did you end up as a chef in London?
One kind of afternoon when I was reading a foodie magazine in New Zealand, and it mentioned the Gordon Ramsay Scholarship. And we had to submit a menu, kind of a three-course menu, and talk about the food, talk about what you'd done. So I thought, well, why not give that a go? So I submitted an entry and then got a phone call kind of 6 weeks later saying that I'd got into the semi-final, which was basically 12 people. 11 of them all chefs, so I kind of felt a bit like a fish out of water. But anyway, whilst I was there, I met Josh Emmett, who was the head chef at the Savoy Grill, which was run by Marcus. And at the end of it, he said, well, you know, there's a job at the Savoy Grill if you want one. And it was just too good an opportunity to turn down. So it all kind of happened relatively quickly because I thought, well, I can't turn this opportunity down. I was kind of at a point in my career where I was looking for another job anyway. So I just thought, well, I'll do it.
Top chefs have a reputation for being difficult. What's Marcus Waring like to work for?
I wouldn't want to work for any other chef of that high caliber, really. He's a person that's very, he's got a real eye for detail and a perfectionist. But he's also got a very good business sense, which is a great thing to learn from as well, because he oversees the whole operation. So in that sense, he's a great kind of mentor, I guess. If he gets upset with people, it's because of what's going on the plate or in the restaurant. There's no ego there at all. It's all about what goes out on the plate and what happens and how the guests are treated. He's very much a person that when people come to the restaurant, he wants them to have an amazing experience, no matter if they're kind of buying a £30 bottle of wine or a £3,000 bottle of wine.
Is this restaurant into the new tendencies in cooking, using science in the kitchen and things like that?
We're more, not traditional, but we use traditional techniques, classic techniques. We're more about... Marcus is a person that's very respectful of ingredients and basically will treat a carrot the same way as a piece of foie gras, in the sense that they're both great things that need to be looked after and treated in the right way to get the maximum kind of flavour out of them. And I guess we're more about making a carrot taste like a carrot as opposed to making a carrot taste like a beetroot, which in a sense I think some people get a little carried away with.